from the Internet Work Studios at iNet Radio. It's the Mickey Golden Program. Mickey Golden. This is a weird one.
Yeah.
In Dublin, Ireland, a 51-year-old man shocked everyone by appearing completely nude during his court hearing. Yeah, Joseph Davis refused to wear clothes, citing the disappearance of his emotional support cat, Oliver.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, he lost the cat apparently during a recent traffic stop arrest.
Drugs! Might be.
The courtroom was left in disbelief as Davis stood before the judge with his hands covering his private parts and passionately arguing his case.
No.
Now, despite the unusual circumstances, the judge, who presided over the case with patience, granted him bail.
Good. Wow.
The judge was concerned about his well-being, so she directed medical attention and tasked police with locating his missing feline companion.
Oh, man.
It's getting depressing. Davis, who's unemployed and was visibly distressed, emphasized the importance of finding his beloved pet, claiming he was lost without him and he is lost without me.
Anybody seen Oliver? Oh, man, that's terrible.
That's kind of a sad story, man. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Thank you for joining us today. Always a pleasure to have you with us.
Yeah.
And I'm Mickey Gordon. Magic Mark Chickasaw, my rickshaw.
Yeah, Mark Rickshaw, but they call me Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw.
Sidekick and producer.
Thank you so much.
Get legendary rock and roll DJ, the Professor Fatso Puny.
Hey, man, it's a ditty to be here. I used to party with the Who, the Stones, and many more. They give me something weird and I'd take a strange trip. Once saw Janis Joplin come out of a stall in the men's room.
Good Lord.
That was long after she was gone, so that had to be the hallucinogenics I was taking.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for sharing. Also, President Bill Clinton with us today, as usual.
Always good to be here. Hill sends her love. She loves you.
Yeah.
She wants you to come over sometime when I'm not there.
Enough.
Yeah.
So is she going to run for president?
I think she's waiting to see if Joe keels over. It's possible, though. You never know. It'd be cool. I'd go back to the White House.
Yeah.
Play Xena Warrior Princess with Hill.
I don't want to know what that was about.
That's something we used to do when we were younger.
Yeah.
A boy named Sue runs the equipment today.
Yeah.
Girl.
Thank you, sir. A couple more weird things from the news files, things you might not have heard of. A man pulled from a fire in Spain told authorities that he started the blaze accidentally while trying to burn the bugs in his apartment.
What?
You can't make this stuff up.
No.
A police chase that began as a gas station break-in in the UK ended 56 miles away when the suspects had to stop for gas. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. More stuff coming up. Thank you for joining us today. Mickey Golden from iNet Radio. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Time for the history lesson. Swing it to 1892.
Oh, that was a good year.
I remember that year.
You're old, but not that old.
No.
1892 on this date, the first portable typewriter was patented.
Yeah.
1954 on this date, Bill Haley and his Comets record Rock Around the Clock in New York City. Now, initially, the song was unsuccessful, and later on, the recording would help launch the rock and roll revolution. So it took a year after recording before it became popular.
Wow, that's something.
1955 on this date, the polio vaccine, developed by Jonas Salk, was declared safe and effective.
Yeah, get the people out of that iron lung.
1961, Yuri Gagarin, if I'm saying his name right, Russian dude, became the first man to fly in space.
Yeah, we had to get moving.
Yeah. 1999 on this date, a 75-year-old German war veteran apologized to an 87-year-old French woman for stealing her ham during the war in 1944.
Wow.
Hans Kupper Hafergargen.
Yeah, that's a long name.
Says he was retreating in Normandy and was starving, but he never felt right about stealing Louise Marie's ham. So 55 years later, in 1999, he returned to Normandy, found her, and bought her a ham.
Nice.
Well, kind of a nice gesture.
She said she had forgotten about the incident until he showed up.
Here, ma'am, have a ham.
2007, on this date in California, a man charged with stealing an ATM was caught when his artificial leg fell off.
So he was running.
Yeah, running. That thing just popped off. Whoa. Oh, jeez. I don't know.
This date in 2007, the Forever Stamp went on sale. In 2020 on this date, a huge storm system produced more than 40 tornadoes in the U.S. from Texas to South Carolina, killing 32 people across six states.
Oh, man. That was a bad one.
2020 on this date, Gilbert Gottfried passed away, 67 years old.
He was different.
I liked him, though.
Yeah, we all did.
Special events, birthdays, and more wacky but true coming up for you. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. iNet Radio. Mickey Gordon program. All right, special events today. Drop Everything and Read Day. International Day for Street Children.
What the hell's that? I don't know.
For kids stuck in the street.
Well, better help them out.
That'd be a good idea.
International Day of Human Spaceflight. Bookmobile Day. Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
I can go for that.
Licorice Day. Only Child Day. Day of Silence Day. Dive Bar Day. Wear a Star Day. And Walk on Your Wild Side Day.
Somebody hijacked Lou Reed's stuff.
Yeah.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Birthdays. Brooklyn Decker from Grace and Frankie, 37. Jennifer Morrison from Once Upon a Time in House, 45 years old today. Claire Danes from Homeland, 45.
Yeah.
Shannon Doherty.
Yeah, she look a little rough these days. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be mean.
Well, she partied hard, I guess. Shannon's only 53. Andy Garcia from the Ocean Elevens movies and the Untouchables, 68. David Letterman, 77 today. And Dan Loria, born the exact same day. The guy was the father on the Wonder Years, 77 years old. And then you got Ed O'Neill from Modern Family and Married with Children. Ed is 78 years old today. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. More Wacky But True coming up. You're listening to the Mickey Gordon Program. Mickey Gordon Program. Thank you for listening today. Another big weekend coming up. And more wacky stories now that you may not have heard about. In Tokyo, Japan, a 56-year-old man was arrested for engaging in lewd behavior at a park.
Really? You do drop trow or something?
I always think that's weird when people do that. That whole Harvey Fierstein stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I never did that. Well, I mean, I asked them. Never mind.
All right, so this guy confessed to authorities that he rubbed his butt against a water tap in the park.
Really? Ooh, got some weird fetishes.
Yeah. The incident took place in the early hours of April 1st when the man was reportedly spotted engaging in indecent behavior by a police officer. So,
yeah,
they arrested him.
For rubbing up against a water spout.
Yeah, with his butt. In the UK, a man grabbed a woman's backpack, pressed a blade against her stomach and said, "Give it to me or I will kill you." He later returned the backpack to her, left his phone number, and promised to make it up. The victim turned his number over to police.
Okay. What the hell?
People do the weirdest things.
I'd say it's drugs.
In Mexico City, a guy broke into a residence and stole a flat-screen TV. He was quickly caught because his getaway vehicle was his bicycle. Couldn't carry it.
No.
Mickey Gordon Program for MyNet Radio. More stuff coming up. Hey, y'all. Wow, it's Mickey Gordon. Time for shower thoughts.
Yeah.
Mickey Gordon Program for MyNet Radio. These are random shower thoughts. You're in there scrubbing the privates and start just thinking random things. Here's some shower thoughts people sent in to the Mickey Gordon Program. If two mind readers are reading each other's minds, whose mind are they really reading?
Oh, man, that stumped me.
I'm going to fry my brain with that one.
Yeah.
Every book you've ever read is just a different combination of 26 letters.
Hi. Yeah. That makes sense.
Owning a pet is like having the best friend who can't tell your secrets because they don't speak your language.
Yeah. There you have it.
These are shower thoughts.
Yeah.
An escalator can never break. It just becomes stairs.
Oh, okay, if you say so.
If you attempt to fail and succeed, which one did you actually do?
I don't know.
If you are stuck in traffic, you are the traffic. Got it. Mickey Gordon Program. Next, we will celebrate National Library Week. Thanks for joining us. Mickey Gordon from iNet Radio. Mickey Gordon Program from iNet Radio. Covering the news and things that you don't find elsewhere.
Yeah. If you want the latest on Trump and Biden, you can just go somewhere else.
Yeah, it's cool. Not to get a break from the regular. It is National Library Week. So in honor of National Library Week, here are some facts about librarians.
All right.
Around 1.3 billion people visit public libraries every year.
I know in New York, there's some people that go hang out. They fart and all that stuff.
There are about 126,800 librarians in the U.S. New York has the most with 12,360 librarians.
Yeah. Got them in that New York City Library. Yeah.
Want to work for the Central Intelligence Agency? A library degree might be your ticket. At the CIA, you can earn up to six figures working in their library.
Wow.
According to a Pew Research Center poll.
Pew?
Pew. Poop.
No, Bill.
According to a Pew Research Center poll, 78% of American adults feel that public libraries help them find reliable sources.
Oh, cool.
And the New York Public Library contains around 46 million items, though not all of them are books. It also houses a 16th century globe, an original copy of the Bill of Rights, and a Honus Wagner baseball card, widely considered to be one of the rarest baseball cards in the world.
Because there are no other.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Thank you for listening today. We greatly appreciate it. Mickey Gordon from iNet Radio. It's the Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. With Mickey Gordon, Magic Mark Trigasar Rickshaw, the Professor Fatso Puny, President Bill Clinton, and a boy named Sue. The Mickey Gordon program. Copyright 2024. Internet Work. iNet Radio.